I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, take you back to yesterday real quick.
Just saying to this defense, that's what he is. He's a generational player, man. I never believed any of this. And these reports, real quick, Steiny, he's not getting traded. That's what they're not going to do. Shout out Richie Rich from Oakland, the rapper.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm better. I can see clearly now.
My question would be this. What's worse for you? That you were flat out wrong, or that one of your teams traded a favorite player, which is more disappointing?
And I'm being honest, and I appreciate it. When you come into the business with the likes of Lucas Alexander and you look at what he's done and I'm still around, you never got into the business to be right or wrong. It was the passion about the sports you love. I'm cut. I'm hurt because I had my chest out telling you and the listeners that scenario of Micah Parsons, as good as he is, would never get traded. That's a whip. And I'm scarred for life because I thought Jerry wouldn't be that boneheaded, but he was. So it's not about wrongs, Donnie.
It's about
all these talking heads were wasting their time. And he traded.
Well, what I remember, and
shout out Luke.
I'm not saying you haven't had a great career, but I remember specifically after after you won the lucky break and you'd been on the air for a while, and you actually hadn't been on the air. I remember telling the former boss, like, you realize he doesn't care if he's right or wrong. It's not about that for him. He just wants to talk on the radio. He doesn't care if he's right or wrong. So that could be a problem the road.
And as I've worked with some greats, and I do now. It's like, Steiny, you got to go. And that's what makes Shasky so special. He's not afraid to change or act like, because I said A, it's got to be A. You're old. You don't admit it, but that's what you're in this business for is wins.
Yeah.
But they're not really your wins.
Like the incentives.
You're not Jimmy
like
the Greek.
Jennings incentives.
Yeah. you're making prognosis.
Or lack of incentives.
Dude. That cut me.
Somebody on the, I can't remember who it is. Some clown on the YouTube chat when I said, I just don't see any incentives in Juwan Jennings' salary. Some wise ass is like, Steiny didn't get the complete contract. It's missing the last page clearly or something. That's what they do.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I got to give you this.
I have to give you something
too. All
right. Early in the show, you asked me, we were talking about how checking a box can save you money. And David proved how that can be a case using one example.
Okay.
And it actually jogged my memory. I have done something.
And that's...
It was a long time ago.
I got you.
Now, I still regret it to this day.
But I did
kind of steal and cheat.
You finessed.
This would have been about 40 years ago.
Yeah, tell.
Well, we have calls.
Okay, but they can hold on to you. Come on. taxes.
Should I do it now or? Okay. Now keep in mind,
statute of limitations, down to your mind.
Like, I am ashamed of this.
I swear to God,
right? But it was 40 years ago. We were in college. It was four of us. And this guy told us how we could, quote unquote, make some money. So I'll just tell you what we did. And I'm ashamed.
All right, and I'm laughing already.
Remember the old Toys R Us stores?
Yeah.
Toys R Us.
I'm familiar, yeah.
Yeah, they had everything under the sun, right? And this was back before computer and all that stuff. So one guy would walk into Toys R Us, and they used to sell microscopes. Like, they sold everything.
Okay.
They used to sell, you know, whatever. They used to sell really fancy microscopes for like $160. And then they'd have all kinds of microscopes, you know, 50. So we would switch the price tags.
This is what I mean, yeah.
We would switch the price tags on the microscopes. And we would buy a $150 microscope for $25 because we switched the price tag. Then we would go out to the car, give the microscope to another guy who came in and we'd be like, just don't go to the woman on the far left because that's who we just bought it from.
Oh, man.
We'd take it back, yeah. Obviously.
Oh, boy.
Do you have your receipt? No, but it's unopened. But it's unopened. I got the wrong one.
Wow, dude.
All right. Well, let me, put that in your, find out how, what'd you pay for it? Oh, it's a lot. Yeah, these are 150. Yeah, I'll take my money. Thank you.
So and you're not a square, man.
That was 40 years ago.
Oh, man.
I'm ashamed.
Yeah, that qualifies, Donnie. That's above and beyond. But you remembered. I knew. I was like, man.
I remember the three other guys. Everybody had a role.
Yeah.
God, if I would have devoted that kind of thinking to school.
And it's so many. Let me just stop. Like, I've had a cousin that married a guy for citizenship. That guy was finessing
that's
the system.
But that's allowed. So, that's a good bastard.
No, it ain't. But, you know.
Yeah. Let's go to who's been waiting the longest.
I look at you different now. Life of crime.
I have skeletons.
I'm thinking, my
I'm
man.
I'm ashamed. I have
Stoddy
skeletons.
Not here Monday. What happened? Oh, man.
Toys R Us, by the way, they're no longer.
Yeah. Hey, real quick.
I had nothing to do with it.
I got
to
read this because Jim Olay asked about Fred McGriff in 1993 July was traded from the Padres for three guys, Donnie Elliott, Vince Moore, and a guy standing named Melvin Nieves.
That was a bad trade.
And it helped him win the National League the West title in 93. Then 2 years later, they won the World Series. So that's what you talk about, Herschel Walker impact.
All right. Let's go to our good friend Caleb.
Our man.
Newark. What's up, Caleb? How you doing? Starts every call the same.
What's up, baby?
Goo.
I'm all right,
hey,
Caleb.
Guess what, Goo?
I'm all right.
Goo, guess what?
What's up?
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah. Get it out your system. Yeah, I'm cool, Caleb. I'm telling you, we're not. It's worse than we were yesterday, man. I really believe that.
Hey, you know what? But look, as a Raider fan, look, when we traded Khalil Mack, I was upset. So,
wow.
I know how you feel, man. Yeah. But there was a topic they got to discussing about just how big trades happen and what were your thoughts towards it.
Yeah.
Khalil Mack was one of them. And as an A's fan, man, I'll never forget it, man, because I was a little...
Here we go. I know where you're going.
You know where I'm going, Steiny.
Yeah, I do.
You know where I'm going, Steiny.
I do.
Wow.
Go ahead.
When the A's traded away Cespedes, and look, John Lester was a really good pitcher and bringing back Johnny Gomes, but, man, you traded away Cespedes, man.
He couldn't keep a runner on. I'm sorry, Caleb.
Hey, look, I don't know what you're talking about, man. Cespedes was
incredible. I'm with you. I went crazy.
Lester.
I lost hair. That was
Lester.
Stupid. It's one of the most stupidest things I've ever seen.
I know you're anti-hitters. You love pitching, but, I mean, come on, man. Like, that was
stupid.
That was a terrible trade, Sonny.
He was the heart and soul of the A's, man.
Who's saying it wasn't?
For a damn pitcher that couldn't hold a runner on.
Thanks. Yeah, man. Well,
he was the heart and soul of that team, Cespedes.
So was Donaldson. Dude, they had a team.
All right, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
You're anti-hitter?
I don't know. You know what? Caleb's a nice kid. Yeah.
People yelling citizen arrest on you. I'm not. It's not
even. Let me tell you something. I'll drop. Hey.
On who?
Oh. Danny Garrett, Matt Carberry, and Pete Bigstra.
Don't snitch.
There you go.
You'll be Young Thug then.
There you go. Like if something happens, yeah. I'll snitch.
That's pretty
good. What did Kenny get all jazzed about there?
Well, I said you sold them, your boys out.
Oh, I'll sell them out.
Yeah.
Wow, never like, committed a crime with Steiny.
I'll tell you where they live, too. One guy's in Massachusetts.
This is how they...
One guy's in Marion, Massachusetts. I'll get his address.
Steiny will be in the police room eating McDonald's. They wouldn't got him food. Like, thanks a lot for the info.
Look, if it gets down to that, I'll just cut him a check for $150.
But you guys were coming... That's a come-up, Steiny. To you, we call that a come-up.
We were so seedy. It was so stupid.
They study space now with telescopes.
I'm just... I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have told you guys that.
I look at you different. Almost in a better way. It's sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go to Pete. Pete's in San Ramon. Hey, Pete. How you doing, man?
Hey, good day, guys. Hope you all are well.
Thank you. Yeah, you too.
So, my terrible trade.
Yes.
Way back in D.C. in the 60s, Claude Osteen was traded to the Senators in 61.
Right.
And I used to walk. His wife lived across the street from my folks. I was like 14 or so, and I used to walk her little dog,
nice.
And they went off to spring training. But I lost my job after the 64 season when he got traded to the Dodgers.
I remember that. The transaction.
In return for Frank Howard.
Big Frank Howard, yeah. 6'7", well, first baseman.
He was a big guy, could hit it far once in a while. And then so the next year with the Dodgers, he pitches in the World Series a shutout after Drysdale and Koufax had lost their respective games. And a couple of years later, Senators gone for the first time to Minnesota. A couple of years later, gone again to Texas.
How about this one? Hey,
well,
Pete.
How about those Orioles?
Pete, how about this one? Rocky Colavito for Harvey Kuhn. I'm sorry, Harvey Kuhn.
Oh, Harvey Kuhn, man.
And Cleveland was never, the city of Cleveland was never the same. Thanks, Pete. Love you, buddy. That means you hang up. There you go.
Frank White, big cat, huh?
Who?
Frank White.
Frank Howard. You know what?
Put your hand down.
Here's where I want to. Risotto, have you ever heard of Frank Howard? I'll bet you he has.
I have. Yeah.
Told you.
And so have I.
He was one of the premier power hitters in his day.
I could tell you what team. Well,
he just said the Washington Senators.
Well, Goo, I've heard of Frank White, King of New York.
Stoney didn't know that he didn't.
Frank White's a second baseman for the Royals.
But he also was in the King of New York.
And he also later became a politician after
drug
baseball.
Drug kingpin, Steiny.
You guys are thinking of the wrong thing.
Oh, my gosh.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game. KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. An Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in the city. I'm not kidding about the Colavito for Kuhn trade.
How'd it work out?
Well... That trade was notable for one reason. Risotto, because you're not really a historian like Risotto. Risotto, that trade was the first and last of its kind in baseball history. It was two players involved in a trade. Never happened before. Ever.
They were all one for ones up until then.
Nope. It was the first time and only time in baseball history that a home run champion was traded for the batting average champion. Harvey Keene hit 350, led the league in hitting, and Colavito led the league, led the AL in homers. Interesting, huh?
I love it.
Yeah, it didn't work out for either team.
Hey, Steiny, I'm looking up some bad trades that may have been good.
Oh.
I'm seeing one example, Wilt Chamberlain. Warriors traded Wilt Chamberlain to the 76ers.
Okay.
They're saying that a trade where it was a bad trade at the time, but it actually turned out great.
For the Sixers?
Yeah.
They won one title with Wilt.
How many of the Warriors won with Wilt?
That's the point.
What do you mean?
Meaning how many did they win? Like
none. Chamberlain won two titles total, I think. I think he won with one
for
with
the Sixers.
Lakers.
Was it a bad trade to get Wilt Chamberlain at the time?
I'm looking at it from the,
You're looking at it from the Warriors side.
So the Warriors trade Chamberlain.
Yeah.
So
then Philly got one.
I know.
Yeah.
Was it bad for Philly in that narrative?
Okay. I was 3 years old. How do I know what was
felt? Well, you're a historian.
But
thank you, Goo. That's all I was trying to give him credit there. Yeah.
Throw it at me and then what about Seattle, Russell Wilson to Denver?
No. Doesn't even register.
Man.
Let's go to Ryan in San Francisco. Hey, Ryan, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
I got two trades. I was thinking of the 49ers. One when they got traded for Steve Young, and the other one when they traded Joe Montana and got a number one draft pick that turned out to be Dana Stubblefield.
Mm. Good ones. Steve Young, I believe, traded for two picks. I just looked that up. Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate the call. I looked that up like recently. I'm going to say he's traded for a two and a four. To the Niners gave up a two and a four, something like that. For
you talk about two guys
Young,
that didn't like
two
each
and a four.
Other. Steve and Joe Steiny. Oh my God!
Did you just hear what happened?
Yeah. Well, that's coming off of your blunder with the Warriors and Sixers.
That wasn't a blunder at all. He's asking me something that I, you know what, Guru? It's all right once in a while.
Historian means you know the info even when you weren't born.
Put this into the file.
Thank you, Kitty. Count the bucket.
Put this into the file, Goo. Well, it's all right to say I don't know. You don't have to think you know everything.
No, but you went
blabbering
about
take that information and keep quiet
and
with
Kenny
it.
Got
but
you.
That wasn't the point. You got mad because you thought I knew.
Yeah, Kenny, who do you think you are, Evan?
I'm trying to be.
Evan and NY.
Like, Steiny, I wasn't born in 1985, but I know the Kansas City Royals won the World Series.
Were you not here?
88. Dodgers. I can keep going.
I just, wow. I hate youth. All but my kids, Steiny.
Oh, I'm old now compared to some people.
Dude, no, you are, but damn.
We got good friend Gene.
Our
on
man.
The phone.
Oh, he's going to
Gene
have
in
some,
San Francisco. What's up, Gene? How you doing, buddy?
What's happening, guys? How you doing?
This is not the Gene.
Hey, but you're welcome.
Hey, Gene, how you doing?
What's up,
buddy?
We
usually have another Gene from Oakland, but the more Genes, the merrier.
It's good to speak to you guys. This trade.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It didn't turn out good, but I got really pissed off when Charles Haley got traded.
Oh, for man.
Draft picks.
That was a dynasty they gave Dallas, man.
Goo, tell Gene there was some kind of symmetry here with the Parsons now going to Green Bay.
Carmen Policy's son is now in the front office with the Packers, who basically stole Micah Parsons from the Dallas Cowboys. And it's, I believe, what, 25 years to the date?
33 years.
33
yeah.
years to the date to where the Niners delivered Charles Haley to the Dallas Cowboys. His Policy Jr.'s dad was a part
Gene,
of that.
Yeah, Gene, it was 33 years ago of the trade. Exactly
crazy,
33
man.
Years ago, the trade you're talking about today.
Wow.
That's ironic, man. That's so ironic.
It's wow.
Good, you know
oh
what?
Oh, my God.
Go buy yourself a lottery ticket, Gene.
Wow.
All right. Thank you for calling in, and better yet, thank you for listening. I kind of want to take this from Mole. I like that guy.
Mole or Jim?
The last one, the last caller. You know we have, Goo?
Tell me.
You know we got, Goo? We got good genes.
I would give you a four. I might give you a four and a half.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah, that was great.
I'll tell you
and
what.
And it was plural.
See,
that was great.
By the way, I got to talk to the boss about something. He must mistake me for amateurs sometimes.
Tell me why.
I'll tell you why. Don't give me a pep talk over email. I don't need it. I don't need pep talks. I don't respond well to pep talks. Let me do my job. And if I'm doing it well, keep your mouth shut.
Dude.
What? Like,
you want to retract that?
When you send an email and say, hey, guys, good job. You guys. Let's have a great Friday.
Yeah. Finish strong.
What? I'm coming in having a bad Friday?
Well,
it's not who I am.
I said what I
coming
said.
In
there
a,
you go. Florio
coming
Monte.
In. Good. Please. God.
You feel better?
I don't need pep talks.
Why did I like it when I read it?
Motivated.
Well, Stani, and sometimes your battery runs low. I love you. I'm messing with you now.
Yeah. All right. More Kawakami sound? Well, now we're kind of in no man's land.
Well, you took us there.
I still haven't teased. I haven't paid off the pods tease.
And the Curry one. Where you said the Bay's in love.
Yeah,
come on, Stani.
All right.
And I got a trade for that
one,
tail.
Two. That's what he. Wait, you got a trade for who?
One that just.
Okay. Just, can you do it now? Because we're in no man's land.
The Chiefs trading with the Bills to move up in the draft to snag Mahomes. Kansas City traded with the Buffalo Bills, and Buffalo got two couple good players, but the bottom line, Stani, is you delivered. We can call the Chiefs a dynasty, right? But what, Kenny? You don't like that one?
That's a terrible one.
Because was it a bad trade?
Context
in the beginning.
No, I'm just saying what it did for Andy Reid to have the foresight criteria to say we got to go get him.
You may as well be talking about bowling. I mean, you've changed the subject essentially.
No, but when you trade up to get Steph Curry, I'm putting some respect on your name.
That wasn't the topic.
I veered off like I normally do. That dude, come on, Kenny, give me that.
That trade does not belong in the conversation.
Who knew Patrick Holmes was going to be this
good? That's
not
what it was about.
But you're right.
Nobody, when that trade was made, nobody was like, oh, my God.
And that's why I'm doing it now. When you revisit, like, wow. Come on, guys. I hear you. The criteria.
Just
give Andy some credit. Give Andy some credit.
One time, just stick to the script.
Give Andy some credit. To have the foresight to trade up to get Mahomes. Kenny,
don't tell me to give Andy Reid credit.
Well, that's funny, but come on.
It's another one of yours. You just get the skate on that.
I think that's just a good move. That's just a good move for the Chiefs.
It was a great move.
He doesn't get it.
It was the birth of a dynasty.
Yeah, he doesn't get it.
But it wasn't looked at as like, oh, who was it?
Was it looked like as a bad trade?
No. To the Bears?
Thank you.
I just told both of you know it all.
So it doesn't fit the criteria.
I'm too nuanced for this conversation, so I'm going to step out. It doesn't got to be the obvious. That was one that was like, okay.
Oh.
You're the one that just went, you need to be careful about your job. Talking about the boss like that. My boss.
I told you. You want to talk about one of the unwritten rules.
I just got fired up reading it.
That's because you need that.
Yeah,
you need to be motivated.
Passion like passion.
What?
Passion equals passion. That was a passionate email. Finish.
It was rushed, first of all.
Stop. Dude, you are something else.
We were talking about unwritten rules the other day of Townsend not raising a racket. There's an unwritten rule in sports talk radio. And maybe you don't know it because you haven't been around as long as me. But the unwritten rule in sports talk radio is program directors just essentially have to take it on the chin. In every market, in every country, it is, or every state, it's like it's okay. It's built into the programming that you're allowed to tweak the boss a little.
God, yeah.
I swear to God, if that works
for you,
That's
privilege.
I have never worked for a radio boss that has ever said, hey, don't talk about me on the air. Because that's not part of the job. Because
they know half the people are smart enough to not do it.
And the other half are smart enough to know it's all in good fun.
Yours sounds real.
That's what makes it edgy. Love you, Nahegan. I can't think of a one-liner real quick. We do love you, buddy. One of the best... He's one of the best.
Yeah, we get it.
I got to get out of here. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. I'm ashamed.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Don't give me a pep talk over email. I don't need it. I don't need pep talks. I don't. Let me do my job. And if I'm doing it well, keep your mouth shut.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You know, sometimes when you hear your own voice, you realize,
I scared
maybe
you.
Maybe I get why people think I'm serious at times.
And that's why I sent you into the boss's office to smooth it over. And of course, you did just... I'm the real Hannibal Lecter of the show. You did just, just scared and nervous a bit.
I did say to him, I'm like, no, seriously, that's an unwritten rule.
What if he would have said no?
He said yes. He goes, no, it is.
Yeah, for you to finish strong. You couldn't handle if he would have said, what are you doing?
He's not even listening today. He's worried about the studio. He spends a lot of time worrying about the studio.
Yeah, I'm getting a little jealous, too.
Why?
Because you got some stuff going on that makes you look a little better than you are, and I don't like it. You know, I'm naturally beautiful, but I can use some enhancements. You got it right now. I don't like it. Well, hey, did you get Lucas's text about the 957 The Game Fantasy League? We're having the first round Tuesday on air. Joe Shasky will have somebody, a listener, give his first pick. And then Lucas also added, this is going to be hard for me, if you can get here by a certain time, you could come in the studio to give your first pick. My question is,
Wednesday, Goo.
It was a Wednesday?
It's not Tuesday.
Well, it's Tuesday, the second day of our work week, because we're off Monday. So I got it. So listen.
What day is it? Just be clear.
It's Wednesday.
Okay.
Which is really Tuesday next, because the second day since we're off Monday. How do we know the draft order? I'm getting a little... How do we know... I'm just asking, Steiny.
I have no idea. But how do you determine it? It's probably just done randomly by the website. Mm-hmm. That we're using.
Or the honor code.
Well, the honor code,
I would be first. You know, if I'm the commissioner, Lucas, that's how I do it.
So the morning roast will do an on-air lottery.
So we'll know who gets what.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, are people calling in and doing the
pick? Somebody's drafting the first. Somebody's taking the first pick for Shasky.
I gave you guys the gist. Don't act like I didn't give you all the info. I gave you the skinny.
Well, you got the day wrong.
He's having a bad, right? You told me something was going on.
Yeah, something's on.
Yeah. Our guy, Brian, used to work with us, Donnie, right now.
Who?
With the Twins. The tall guy. You hate it because he was taller than you. He said, what about the D'Lo trade for Wiggins? That helped the Warriors win another one.
I don't know if that was hated.
Oh, well.
I mean, we talked about Wiggins, you know, not like, we got a superstar, but like, he dumped D'Lo.
But look what they got. I'm just saying. Look what it did for the Dubs. Where is Wiggins? Miami? Bring him back. Dude, I like Wiggins.
Okay. All right. I kind of teased it a little, so I'll get to it today. All right. Now, you guys know, sometimes in life we've got to be just a touch critical. Just a touch. And it doesn't mean we don't love the person. Doesn't mean we're being vindictive. Mm. And of course, whenever I try to criticize, it's always without malice. And Brandon Pajemski, our 95.7 The Game Valkyries correspondent, who also moonlights as a Golden State Warrior, was on with Willard and Dibbs on Wednesday. And he was asked a simple question about the locker room and how the locker room is feeling about, you know, the Kuminga situation.
Yeah.
And I just want you to take a listen to what Brandon said here.
Obviously, everybody on our team knows it's the media's job to try to nitpick and find things to write and talk about and, you know, separate, you know, teammates so they have a story to write. Like, we all know that's how it works, especially the guys that have been around it for, you know, 10 to 15 years. They know how it works. But I think everybody in the locker room knows no matter how that situation is resolved, it doesn't change, you know, our viewpoint of JK as a person, as a player. Obviously, we all want him to be in Golden State. That's the whole point. But it doesn't change anything. Obviously, like you said, the media is going to portray it one way to try to make people think differently of it, but it doesn't change my perspective. I know all I can control is being the best version of Brandon Podziemski that I can be going into my third year, and everything else is going to fall how it may. But that's just my focus, is how can I be the best version to, you know, help Steph, Jimmy, Dre, guys that, you know, aren't going to be able to play all 82 games this year. How do we find ways to win those games so that way we're not fighting an uphill battle like we were last year after we got Jimmy?
So take the knife out my back, Fonz. Wow, Stoddy, come on.
So Jonathan Kuminga's at a stalemate with the Golden State Warriors. Pods has asked about it. I don't mind nitpick because we talk on the air for 4 hours. If you want to say we nitpick, that's fine. But I had a little problem with, you know, the media, they try to separate teammates.
And he went math, divide.
That's BS.
Yeah, I didn't,
that's
was
BS. Yeah. What does that even mean?
I think he's talking about the whole Draymond Poole thing, even before, you know, like.
Okay, so in other words, let me make two things clear.
Yeah.
One is, there has been no organization in the NBA over the last 10 to 15 years that has gotten more praise than the Golden State Warriors. No team in the NBA is praised as much as the Golden State Warriors. That's one. Two, did the media separate Poole and Draymond Green? Did the media separate Durant and Draymond Green? It's like, no, we're just observing what's happened.
Yeah.
You guys have a rift on the team. Then we talk about it.
Nobody skipped Bayless. I felt like he was saying what we do, we're Skip Baylesses. Smelling and sniffing around, trying to ruin relationships. And Pods, I love you, but come on, that's wrong.
Well, the other thing, the funny thing is, one of the ironic things is, he used the word nitpick. Pods, and even just bear with me here. If there's one if there's one perception that I've heard from fans, some fans believe that we nitpick Kuminga, but we don't nitpick Pods. I've never heard anybody say it the other way around. It's always, you know, you guys don't hold other players to the standards that you're holding Kuminga. And that would include Pods. So I don't know. Is it a big deal?
No, I heard it.
Of course not.
I heard it in real time.
But so TG on the YouTube chat.
Don't read Uncle Looney.
Pods is speaking the truth. Okay? What's truthful? When is, like, just take this station. When has anybody tried to separate teammates?
Yeah.
The hell does that even mean? So that's the way
I. Yeah, but that's his truth. He spoke it in.
Sure.
Yeah.
It is.
Players, media, there's some great relationships that are birthed from that. But we all know there's guys and gals in this business that like the TMZ aspect of it. I won't say any names, but I've never came in here with an agenda, Stoney. I just share what's on my mind. I'm also the guy from Union City that said the Warrior culture hurt me on how they didn't suspend Jordan Poole and that, Draymond Green and what happened with Jordan Poole. And I hated that Poole was gone, but I never come in here and try to, I'm going math because that's what he said, divide guys and stir up stuff. So we got a job to do and we call it like we see it.
Steiny, you literally try to trade Dre for the last 5 years. What does that have to do with separating teammates? Like, oh, wait, by saying, I'd consider trading Draymond Green. That's separating teammates? All right. That's your definition. I got you. Okay. We have that other piece of Lakeup sound.
This is the one. This is the one.
Kenny may have to get it because I surprised
him. He sent it to us. But, dude, I like this.
There may be one other note to him. Yeah. Okay, so Joe Lacob, I got to set this one up, though. Joe Lacob went on with KCBS, I think earlier today.
Yeah, I did too.
And it was a conversation about the Valkyries, who are obviously in playoff contention. But KCBS managed to ask him a question about the Warriors with their season starting pretty soon. And here is what Joe Lacob said to KCBS earlier today.
I think, you know, you'll see that we are bringing in some very good players this summer. It hasn't been announced yet because of technicalities, but people are going to be added to the team. We think we've got a team that could have made the Final Four last year if Steph hadn't got injured. Mm. And though our core is aging, we still think we're going to be very good. And our expectations are that we're going to be among a handful of teams that are in the running to win a championship.
And it's not just me. And that's how I saw it last year with the hammy that went south. Guys, I believe they would have been in the Final Four in the Western Conference. They were going to beat Minnesota. Woulda, coulda, shoulda, they didn't. And Steiny, I just believe, and Pod said it, we know the big three, Dre, Jimmy, and Steph, allegedly are not going to be able to play all 82 games. But the bottom line is that's why it's imperative that you keep somehow find a way just for this year to have Jonathan Kuminga in a Warrior uniform. And I don't even know if Kuminga knows just how much he's going to be counted on or the opportunities coming his way, along with Pods and Moody and the rest of the gang, Santos and QP taking the step up. But I like that, and I believe it, and that's why they got 34 freaking national televised games. We still in the Bay, people, have action when it comes to Golden State Warrior basketball. That's all you can ask for. That's all you can ask for.
So when you finish seventh in the West, does that mean you're one of a handful of teams that can win a title when you finish seventh?
Now, I do have
so
to
that
real
would
quick
mean there's at least 14 teams in the NBA.
Okay, but Steiny,
who,
what if you have Jimmy available all 82?
Well,
are you
he's
truly
never been available?
You know what I mean.
Never.
What, he's on your team from game one.
If he was ready, if he was available for all 60, say that.
No, I won't.
Because he hasn't
but
played
you know,
over 60.
You know what
in
I mean.
Like
if you
years
have him right on the start of the season, Warriors are not a seventh seed. You know that.
I don't know that.
Let me help you. Mm-hmm. I know it, okay. And we know it.
Okay.
That's all.
I don't think the Warriors are among a handful of teams. Because when I hear it, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
And go around here, Risotto, put your thing on.
Yeah.
Define handful. What? Give me a number. What's a handful? I say five or six.
I got 10.
I would say six or seven.
Okay.
A handful is five. That's actually what, because you have a hand,
yeah,
and there's five fingers. So it's literally five.
Well, modern day Einstein
so,
back there.
So,
huh?
What's a few?
So we'll take 10 off the board.
Right, we'll take five. We got five.
Five to seven. All right. I think that's very, very ambitious for this team.
All right. We got OKC.
But I do enjoy, you know, we can get 10 minutes here.
OKC.
If you look at the Golden State Warriors, the big picture, ladies and gentlemen, the big picture. We know essentially who they're going to have on their team. You know, Kuminga's the one that we don't know about, but to hear Joe Lacob say it, they've got Horford wrapped up, and they probably have Melton wrapped up.
No doubt.
But it just can't be announced yet.
GP2 coming back.
Let me tell you this. I think those contracts are signed. They just haven't released them.
I got you.
But maybe not. Actually, that might not be true because that may not be true. They just may be sitting there waiting to be signed. Anyway, you think the Warriors I
got five teams. Right,
I wouldn't
now
put the Warriors in the top 5 to 7 teams in the NBA right now. I just couldn't do it.
Do you have a problem with me taking Indiana off because they're not going
to
have
fine
Halliburton?
I'll give you that.
Okay, so I got OKC, Denver, New York Knicks, Cleveland, and I'm going to shock you here, or may not, Steiny, Houston. And I don't know what to make. I got Dallas, but I got an asterisk next to Dallas. And then I got another one next to the Lakers. Like, I don't know what they could be, but I just feel like if you're, to Kenny's point, 7 or 8, 5, I'll get a handful. But I'll say 8. I think the Warriors are in the top 8 in both conferences. So, man. And we saw what their record was with Jimmy for the amount of time he was here in the regular season. But again, this is across the board. Steiny, is somehow health is on their side. They got some action, man. I really believe so.
I know you do.
And I think Memphis is going to be better. I do like that swap, man. I know you missed some offense with Bane, but you got some grown-ups on the floor with what you got back and a point guard and Anthony, and we'll see.
Let's go to Tim in North Carolina.
Oh, man.
One of our
He's still a Warrior, Tim.
Terrific listeners.
He don't want him here. Yeah. He's still here. Okay. Yeah.
Hey, good. Y'all need to stop, man. Hey, listen. Hey, Steiny, you telling the, both you and Paz are telling the truth, man. You and Guru, y'all do y'all best to play it down the middle, man. Quite honestly, but you taking it personal. The people Paz was talking to was the show he was on. Those guys literally should be the representation for Steve Kerr.
Those are our guys
on the payroll. They are more on the payroll of the Warriors than people that actually are on the Warriors. I have specifically heard Willard on a show talk about how guys in the locker room were going to be standing there waiting when Kuminga walked in with their hands on their hips, pissed off. So you are absolutely right, Steiny. You and Goo don't really go that way, and I know those your boys. But, dude, those cats is literally on the payroll. You could put them right next to Monty Poole as damn near sounding like they get a check. I mean, they should represent Steve Kerr at this point. So, I mean, I'm just letting y'all know, man. But y'all both telling the truth. Paz just needed to say, you guys. He should have just said, Willard, you and Dibs do this. So, that's all, fellas. Right. I appreciate y'all.
Right on, Tim. Thanks, Tim. But I don't get that, and I'm being real.
Well, Tim was right about one
thing. Dibs calls it like he's – all of us here call it like we see it, man. And that's all I would tell young Pods. And you know he's been – he hears it. He listens, and we love him. Little Durrell loves him. He knows him. Bottom line, Steiny, is this is the nature of the beast. You play, and we play. Play off of what we see on the replay. And there's no agendas.
Well,
and,
stop. And, of course everybody's got an – everybody – who's in
you
the
have
media
an agenda?
Has an, of course, whatever my opinion is, that's my agenda. However I feel about something, that's my agenda.
But I'll say this to that. That's different than what my definition of agenda is. You don't have it out for anybody.
Is it having out or having
yeah,
in?
Agenda is, no, I love
you
what you said,
out?
But that's not the definition
I
of
it
an
was
agenda.
Having in for somebody.
An agenda is, I can't stand Ken if he cured cancer, so I'm still going to talk bad about him and never give him love for curing cancer. An agenda is when you're on one side and nothing can get you off the other. That's hate. And that's how I look at agenda.
There's subjectivity and there's objectivity.
No doubt. And I think as a collective and as a station are objective, especially highlight of my career. We made the Draymond doc for TNT, you and I. And we were just keeping it real. Nobody has it out for Draymond. But if you keep doing stuff that we disagree with or think is not right, I'm going to keep shooting telling you what's coming from your cardiac muscle.
Here's why you're wrong.
On what?
On what you just said. You ready?
On my definition of agenda?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. I bet you. And now you could say, well, they're wrong. I would bet you if we put a poll up on the YouTube chat and said, does Steiny have an agenda as it relates to Steph Curry? I bet you more than half the people would say yes.
And I would be, no doubt. That I get, Steiny. But you got to understand,
I don't feel like I do.
But can you understand how some people think you do? I'm being real with that.
If we had a poll.
Yeah.
And asked, does Steiny have an agenda as it relates to Steph Curry? I think half the people, more than half, would say yes.
Would that have anything to do with your history?
What I mean? So agenda. So early in his career, I was like, well, he's not a true point guard. You know, he's a tweener. Yeah. Okay. And now I talk about him the way I talk. I don't know. Did I have an agenda when I said he wasn't a pure point guard?
But you've also said he's revolutionized the game and he's incredible many times. So you weren't a slave to your agenda, Stani. You didn't have one.
Nothing.
I don't know why. Maybe it's the kids rubbing off on me, Stani, or I'm still here, but agenda to me sounds like hate. And when I say hate, it's you come in with a preconceived notion and you're not going to deviate from that at all. Even if you see right in front of your face, it's time to give somebody credit that you don't want to or don't like. That's an agenda to me.
All right.
Yeah. Bad defense, but yeah.
Let's go to Coach in Vallejo. Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Oh, our man.
Yeah, your man.
Yeah. It's almost time, baby.
Hey,
yeah.
it's been a long time, and Goo, you my buddy, man. You my boy, but you might not like what I got
okay.
to say.
Okay. Hey, this is why I love you, though. Go ahead, man. I ain't going to take it personal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I think Pod's last name is I love you when you say Pod. Pod, I love you. Pod, I love you. You've been saying that since the day he was drafted, Goo. And you know as well as I do, he has marginal NBA talent, okay? But you have to make it a point to always say, Pods, I love you. And Steiny, the point is, yes, we've nitpicked JK to death. Mm. Nitpick JK. He forgets one defensive play. All of a sudden, he has a low IQ. I blame the media for that term, low IQ. I had never heard it until JK was playing basketball, and I've never heard low IQ being used on a white ball player. I hate to sound racist, but that I'm just calling
no,
it
the
way it is. I'm a 70-year-old black man, okay, retired, sitting on my couch. But, you know, JK is a basketball player like anybody else. He doesn't make any bad plays worse than anyone else. Pods is not the second coming of John Havlicek, okay? So let's not make him sound like he's the greatest thing in the world. Any team that plays Pods for 30 minutes a game will not win an NBA championship because he has marginal skills. I got that off my chest, guy.
No, hey, thank don't go anywhere. Hey, hold on. Let me rebuttal. It's beautiful. I feel like I'm pouring you a glass of scotch and we can just sit down and just talk about it. Listen, I'm the guy that say the Warriors need a more seasoned point guard and Pod should come off the bench. And maybe it's because my son is familiar with Pods. I do say the I love you part, but I'm critical. But I want you to answer this before you go, Coach. And I mean this, and I've said this to Steiny outside the studio. And here I go, because you are on the right path in regard to that, the high IQ. But this is why I'm a Kuminga fan. And this is why I'm also disappointed. If you gave Pods Kuminga's DNA in those gifts, there's no world, Coach, that Kuminga shouldn't be getting 11 or 12 rebounds. How is Pods out-rebounding Kuminga? And that's what keeps me up at night. And I want to ask you that because Kuminga, that's on him, Coach. There's no way Pods should be doing more than Kuminga on the boards. I'm not mad. I need you to respond to that because it's telling you all we need to know about Kuminga at heart. It just is. Tell me how you respond to that.
Here's my answer. I can respond to that. Number one, even Steph Curry says Pods is a rebound stealer. Everyone blocks off, he runs in from the free throw line and grabs the rebound. JK has to guard the point guards because Pods can't and he's away from the basket. That's why I can say that. Let JK play forward, let him stay inside, let him not guard guards, and he will get more rebounds.
All right, thanks, Coach. We got to hit a break
but
here.
Yeah, we talked about it. But did you like that answer, that retort?
I got to get out. The segment was brought to you by Honda Vallejo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.